USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to discuss the fight against the coronavirus on Wednesday. His goal is to have 70% of adults with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July. So far, 12 states have hit that mark early, with 5 states still under 40%. The president also saying he wants 160 million people fully vaccinated by the holiday. The CDC saying that number is right now at around 136 million. The president also claiming without proof in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that voting rights are under siege in America.
This sacred right is under assault with an intensity and an aggressiveness that we've not seen in a long, long time. It's simply un-American.
Florida and Georgia have passed bills that add measures to protect the sanctity of the ballot box and add security to other methods of voting. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On any given day, the United States Navy has 100 ships deployed around the world, one-third of its current fleet, but that is much smaller than during the Reagan buildup during the 1980s, when the Navy had nearly 600 ships. Today's deployments have grown long and frequently tax both crew and equipment as threats continue in the post-Cold War era. That's why the new $715 billion Biden defense budget is raising eyebrows among Republicans who believe it makes the United States vulnerable in a possible future war with China.
I know our allies and the American public have to be very concerned that this administration believes that our military needs to be scaled down at a time where the threats are scaling up.
Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner speaking there on Fox News. The military withdrawal from Afghanistan is nearing the halfway point just weeks after being ordered. The process is about 30 to 45% complete. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world's largest meat supplier is the latest major company to be the victim of a cyber attack. Brazil-based JBS shut down its 9 beef plants in the U.S. after a ransomware attack affected operations, though the company says it will reopen its facilities on Wednesday. The White House confirmed Tuesday that the company had received a ransom demand from a criminal organization, likely based in Russia. Congressman Jim Langevin believes that Congress and the White House need to put pressure on countries like Russia that turn a blind eye to cyber criminals acting within their borders. The Rhode Island Democrat tells CNBC that the consequences could become more serious if the U.S. doesn't stand up.
President Biden and the Congress need to make it clear to other countries, particularly Russia, that there's a price to pay if they're going to look the other way and allow criminal organizations like what happened with Colonial or the JBS ransomware attack to just act with impunity, that there's a price to pay, because this is getting more and more serious. And my concern is, at what point does it then hit critical infrastructure that it does not only damage to our economy, but this, if this had been a natural gas pipeline, for example, that gets shut down in the dead of winter through a ransomware attack and it leads to loss of life.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A possible motive is emerging in California's fire station murder. An off-duty firefighter showed up on his day off and killed a co-worker. The Los Angeles Times reporting the two men had an ongoing dispute. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.